teased hairdo with her fingers. "Hey, hun, you got any hairspray? My hair's falling right off my head." Concetta hands her a can. "Sure, hun. Did you do your geography homework?" Dawn slams her locker. "Fuck no. Fuck homework. Who cares if we fail? I want to quit, and I am, right after I get my Christmas presents." Inside a typical Baltimore high school classroom, rows of mundane desks, a chalkboard on the wall, and Mr. Weinberger, the teacher, calling the roll behind a sad beige desk. Bored students respond as he goes down his list. "Duncan, here. Dune,
here.
Fryer." Chiclet Fryer is fixing her huge hairdo in a compact mirror and not paying any attention. She has pimples. She wears a pink sweater with too many buttons undone and looks like a tramp. "Miss Fryer, are you hard of hearing?" She looks up at him rudely.
"Here!"
Mr. Weinberger approaches Chiclet. "Stand up, please." Chiclet stands. "What on earth are you wearing, Miss Fryer? This is not Halloween." Chewing gum, she glares at him. "It's just a skirt and sweater. Button those buttons, young lady. I bet your mother didn't see you dressed like that." Chiclet sullenly buttons her sweater. "It's hot in here." "That will be all. This is a classroom, not a cocktail lounge, Miss Fryer. Take this dress code violation slip home and have it signed by your parents. And take that gum out of your mouth for the 10th time. If I catch you with gum in your mouth one more time, you will be in detention for a month. Do you understand?" Chiclet takes a huge wad of gum from her mouth and holds it in her hand, sneering at him.
"I understand, Mr. Weinberger."
As he walks back to his desk, Dawn and Concetta enter the classroom. "You're late, young ladies." Dawn and Concetta groan and make rude faces as they take their seats and wave to their friend Chiclet. "Now, class, before letting you go for the holiday season, we're going to have a pop quiz." The whole class groans. "When called on, stand and answer the question. If you were wrong, a small red F will be placed next to your name in my roll book. All right, let's begin. Jude Fine, true or false, Baltimore was once capital of the United States?" False. True, Miss Jude Fine." As the teacher drones on and on, Dawn pulls out a huge meatball sandwich from her purse and begins eating it. "You must have been talking on the phone instead of doing your homework last night. It was the capital for 2 months during the war. That's two red F's for you in just 1 week. It looks like you'll be getting a deficiency." A student, Miss Holland, who sits in front of Dawn, is trying to follow the lesson, but notices Dawn eating. Dawn gives her a threatening look, and Miss Holland raises her hand to snitch. Mr. Weinberger notices Miss Holland's frantic hand-waving. "What is it, Miss Holland?" "Mr. Weinberger, Dawn Davenport is eating a meatball sandwich right out in class, and she's been passing notes." Dawn stuffs the sandwich in her desk. "I was not eating." Concetta, in a loud whisper, leans over to Miss Holland. "I got a knife here in my pocketbook, and I'm going to cut you up after class. Stop this immediately."
"Mr. Weinberger, now they're threatening me, these awful cheap girls. My mother told me to report this kind of thing. I'm trying to get an education."
"All of you, stop it. Dawn Davenport, stand up." Dawn stands slowly and defiantly.
"I'm trying to get an education so I can get into a good college. It's not fair."
"Miss Holland, that will be all. You were quite proper in reporting this incident, but that will be enough."
"She was trying to copy my homework."
"That's untrue, and you know it." "Dawn Davenport, you are a habitual liar, and I'm quite well aware of it. You will go to detention for a month for this."
"I won't go. I wasn't eating."
"From your appearance, Miss Davenport, it looks like you never stopped eating." The whole class laughs cruelly as Dawn becomes more and more embarrassed. "Miss Davenport, get up here." Mr. Weinberger drags Dawn to the blackboard at the front of the class. "Now, Miss Davenport, write 50 times on this blackboard, 'I will not eat in class.'" A girl in the front row of the class yells out from her seat, "'Cause I'm fat enough already!" Dawn runs from the blackboard and drags the student from her seat. They begin fighting and pulling each other's hair. Mr. Weinberger breaks up the fight and drags Dawn back to the blackboard by the back of her neck.